The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It is time now for What Would Brady Do? Every week he tries to solve all your problems, which are massive compared to us normals, because you're all insane. And it's brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn over there on 12th Street and Indian School. If you want to get in there, boy, talk about holiday shopping. They got just about everything ever. You would one-stop shop that deal. You can get something for an uncle, a mom, grandma, daughter, wife, son,
girlfriend.
Husband, girlfriend, girlfriend's girlfriend. Sweet.
Right.
You get your thruple tree up. Oh, it sounds fantastic. But yeah, you get something for everybody's in there. You got it all. A one-stop shop on 12th Street and Indian School called Mo Money Pawn. And if you want to start saying, hey, I need some money for the holidays, well, there you go. They'll give you those loans from a buck to $100,000. All you got to do is go through the little process, and it doesn't take very long. That's for darn sure. Mo Money Pawn, 12th Street and Indian School. They bring you this glorious What Would Brady Do? Brady, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, let's see what you got here. Everything is out of order. Hold on, I got to do one last thing. We got a couple of gems here, Brady. These are – I'm actually – actually kind of like the angle a couple of these go. I'll start with this one. This is a good one. Dear Brady, when my wife sleeps, she farts. We are not a fart couple. We both find it disgusting. Hers are brutal, and they're loud, and they wake me. I have struggled with intimacy now because I am seeing too much of her natural happenings. And I know it happens, but I don't need to see it or hear it. It's like a steak. I don't need to see how the butcher gets it to my store. I just want the meat. Clearly, you're in a fart relationship. How do you and your wife both head south on each other, not caring about the filth and disgust you both present on a regular basis? Signed, Tom W., which makes me wonder if this is our friend downstairs, Mr. Wintermeyer.
Put a clothespin on your nose and get in there.
Stop that.
It happens, but obviously he's hearing this a lot.
Right. She's not doing it on purpose, though.
Yeah, if it's an every night thing,
she's farting
there might
night.
Be something in her diet or something.
You
wrong
fart in your sleep every night, Brady. Guaranteed.
I don't know about
that. Yeah,
every
you
night.
Do. I'm looking at you. I'm saying that's a sleep farter right there. When your body relaxes, you let a lot of air out. That's a natural, normal thing. That's a normal thing. Now she's blowing out some big gas. You just happen to be awake for it.
Yeah,
that's tough.
Again, I don't think it's every night, but
well, semantics.
But
it's
back
happening
to her.
A lot. Yeah, right.
If
why don't
she's
you think
every
it's
night?
A hang on. Why don't you think it's every night? You're doing it every night. You wouldn't wake up anyway. You got that machine on your face that puts you into that slumber of like you're in the depths of sleep.
No, I've been woken up before.
Like, because
wow.
You're farting so loud,
yeah,
or because you wrecked one.
Yeah.
And you look over, and Ronnie's looking at you like, "I hate you."
Usually I have to revive her.
But see, you fart all the time
chest
around
impressions.
Like you like farting around her. Like you think it's fun.
No, yeah. I don't do it too often. Kirby more than Ronnie.
Kirby farts around Ronnie?
No, I'll go into Kirby's room. And
as funny as...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you bounce one off a curb?
Yeah, sorry.
See, that's what kids are for. That's funny. But you're doing it with Ronnie around. If you got a good one on deck, Ronnie being around is not going to stop you.
I've believe it or not, I've curtailed that a little bit.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Good, Brady. That's a good thing. You're not supposed to fart on each other. But in the sleep, she's not doing it on purpose, so you can't
blame
her.
I think there's somewhat of a pass in the sleep because you can't.
Right.
But if there's every night and there's an odor problem.
Right. You got to tell her to clean it up.
Something's going on.
Like, figure something out. My dad was a sleep farter. He couldn't go to sleep for more than 5 minutes blowing ass like crazy. Loud ones, too. Big boys. And it's just ridiculous. So some people just do that.
we'd go over in the afternoon in high school at Moose Mashinsky's house, and his dad would be napping.
Oh yeah. My dad threw him out like that,
it was
that
entertainment.
Too. Yeah, same. My dad, we play video game with ColecoVision right there, you know, in the middle of the room, and dad's on the couch. What are you guys playing? We'd tell him before we could even finish what we're playing, we hear, when he's asleep. I'm like, Jesus, man, that was fast. But as funny as you find farts, I imagine that you'll blow a few out in bed and do that. I can't help it. Laugh.
I try to be awake for this.
He wants the entertainment from it, you know.
Because he thinks it's something you can't curtail. But deep down, he really likes the fart. But if Ronnie's blowing ass in front of you, and she probably tries to not do it, but because you do it to her, she's like, why wouldn't I?
I know it could happen.
Yeah.
It will happen every once in a while.
Heading south as a fart couple. But, yeah. You just have to be, you're either one of those people or you're not.
You're right.
Yeah.
So if you can't get over that factor, yeah,
you
gotta
get a girl
you.
Who's not gassy. You're not going to please her anymore because she's a sleep pig. Does Medea fart in her sleep?
Well,
she
better
does,
not.
You don't know. Yeah, no. That's right. Yeah. She better not. Cork it, sister.
Nothing I've ever noticed, so let's just say that.
I got plans for that land. No dumping. We all know you do it. But again, that's a great analogy the guy used. You don't want to see how the sausage is made. I know you do it. I don't need to know you do it. So don't go down there anymore and tell her. I don't go down there anymore because you gas out every night and that area makes me sick. Clean it up. Reclamation project. Dear Brady, gave my son, gave my friend's son's tickets last week and I found out he sold them. I didn't charge him. He asked me if I ever had son's tickets available, if I could have them. And I did. And I gave him the tickets and he sold them. I was the one doing a nice gesture. He actually told me he was taking his kid. Then later I said, how'd you like the game? He goes, oh, I sold the tickets online. He made $200. I'm at a loss. He's been a good friend for a long time. What would Brady do, Steve?
He never gets tickets again.
Ever again. What a dick move.
I'd put my hand out like, look, bro.
Give me that money.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kind of thinking maybe Brett's right. That money's mine. You can't
Might
take
be worth,
free tickets.
I mean, at least call him out on it, too. Tell him you don't do that. Yeah. That's just improper.
Everyone should, immediately. Like, you sold my ticket. I gave you those tickets for you and your kid, not to sell. No friend just goes, here's $200.
Otherwise, I would have jumped on StubHub and sold them myself.
Exactly. And I already paid for them. So if dude made
$200,
you
grifted me for whatever the value of the tickets are, and then you profited from that.
Yeah, and you didn't have to, like, $200 for two Suns tickets if they're decent tickets. The tickets are probably $150 each. The guy didn't have to worry about the face. He could sell them for less than face, and he's still making money.
Could you imagine what a lifelong friend you would have been if you said, we couldn't go, so I sold the tickets. Here's the money for the tickets.
Yeah, they're a great guy. At that point, you're a great guy.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more. I know now as a Sun season ticket holder, sometimes, like when I got sick last Wednesday, and my buddy Brian took him. And he goes, how much? And that's all I needed him to ask.
Yep.
Instead of saying, great, I'll take it. He's like, how much? I'm like, they're free. I can't go. I'm sick. You want to take off and get him? Sure. I'm like, I can't pass that up. I'm like, that's awesome. God, thank you. Like, he did everything right. So much so that Brian and I went again Friday because my buddy Mark couldn't go. A couple other people bailed out. But Brian was on the list because of his behavior on Wednesday. That's a big red flag. That dude takes your... That's like giving somebody a gift and then you say they sold it.
The other thing is if he, you know, I mean, even given the tickets and then they... Or they're on a list and they no-show.
Oh, that's almost worse than selling them. That they'll take the tickets and then not go to the game. We didn't go.
That guy's a moron, first of all. He should have forked over to cash if that's the case. But other than that, lie. If you're going to, you know, at the very least,
if
don't
you're
say
grift
anything.
Your friend.
Right.
Excellent point. Lie about it. Keep the money and lie about it.
I mean,
you're
it's a
grifter.
Dick move, but still.
But you're a dick.
Yeah.
So you know how to do dick
he
moves.
He saw nothing wrong with that.
It's unbelievable.
You gave me the tickets.
Right.
They're mine now.
But he asked for the tickets. It's different than giving him the tickets. The guy said, hey.
Yeah, I asked for them. You gave them to me, so they're mine now.
Right. And I can do whatever I want with them. That's a dick move. Like the rule when you do take somebody to a game, they pay for beer, parking, and all the stuff. You get the ticket for nothing if I'm taking it, but you cover the expenses.
At least offer.
At least throw the bomb. Right. And mean it, because that's a thing. Like, you got a freebie, and it's time to balance this out. That's the nice gesture. Crazy. What a... Your friend is a dick.
Yeah.
100%. It's time to... I would just abandon that guy. This one Brett's going to love. A lot. A lot, a lot.
Uh-oh.
Brett's going to maybe ask for phone numbers here. Dear Brady, if a girl is a 10 out of 10, insanely hot, and I mean 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10, but she's also incredibly racist, our first date, she proved it all. And we're not talking about casual racism like everyone else. She believes in segregation. She believes in different states for different races. Oh, she isn't hateful. She's not throwing slurs all over. She just doesn't believe that mixing races works. One date, and she told me all this. I can't imagine what I don't know. This is her comfortable conversation. Individually, she says you can be friends with someone of another race, but not culturally for large groups. And I don't know what it is, but coming out of that gorgeous face, it all made a ton of sense to me. The Jews and the Mexicans seem to be her real misery. Flat out hates that we all share space. Funny part, she's Colombian. She says she knows this from having tried to mix in her country. It just doesn't work. And being foreign in our country, realizes it will never work. And she's Sofia Vergara hot. I got divorced about 8 months ago. She's the first date I've been on. Should I continue to date her and be on her Facebook page and run the risks I'm calling? I like this one.
You're running the risk of one thing. Colombian? You don't want that person angry at you.
Oh, that's racist. Maybe you should date her.
I just know they have hot tempers.
Oh, all of them?
All of them.
Okay.
They're very expressive.
This is what she would say.
But there is the danger fun part of it.
Of banging a racist? Banging a...
Hit it and quit it.
A race separatist?
Yeah, no, it'll eventually come out that if she's looking for a relationship, I don't think you want to pursue that, let alone, I can only imagine what her friends are like.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get into some real trouble there.
But I have to go see it.
There's a curiosity
I
factor.
I need to be around her for a while.
Hey, if she looks like Sofia Vergara, I'm taking a chance here for a minute.
You almost called her Sofia Viagra. She is human Viagra.
Yeah. Years ago.
I think Sofia Vergara, like we said a couple weeks ago, like women can talk into a lot of crazy stuff. She could be a bit of a Nazi, and for a little while you'd be like, but God, I can't. Like, there's been a ton of times when you just hate a girl, but
she's
got
great. I think you get the pass on that, too.
If she's got great cans, you'll do whatever it is to just play with those for a minute. Like, I can't stand her, but, oh, these cans.
Years ago, when I had Petey, my American Bulldog, I went to the dog park, and there's this other woman there that had a pity.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Started talking with her, kind of hitting it off, because our dogs would go there multiple days. We'd be there on the weekend. There she is. Then, as we started talking, talked about maybe doing something sometime.
Nice.
Then she goes into, how did you know, I'm getting a second pity. Where are you getting that from? Well, my dad fights him. And this Jesus. One, and I'm pulling out. Yes. Beautiful.
She's a dog fighter. That's horrible. You're the Michael Vick at a dog park.
And I keep him around. He also wants me to have two to keep the blacks away.
What?
Double
whammy.
How have
you not told us this story?
I thought I did.
No.
I'd still be laughing if I heard this story. Come on.
She has pit bulls to keep people of color away from her house?
Safety.
And her dad fights
because
pit bulls?
Anyone breaking in, but especially, you know, in the area that you're living, there's a lot of blacks in that neighborhood.
Wow.
But this one is, you know, this one was a fighter for a year or two, but I took him out of the ring because sometimes, you know, she was saying, you just got to put them down. There's bad ones in the batch, and they're off mentally, and you got to take those out.
But
the good ones, and it just
You never went out with her?
It was American History X.
Yeah. She went crazy.
No. I just was, you know, I'd see her at the park, then I'm like, hey, how are you?
Was she at the level of hotness where it was an almost, or was she just hot and like, but not that hot? She's not racist hot. Well, she's Sophia Vergara hot, where you're like, I'm pretty sure I agree
with
you.
Might take a chance.
Yeah, everything you say is right.
She wasn't to that degree, but she was very, I mean, you would never know it.
Holy
smokes. You, like, if you were to guess, that kind of discussion would be coming
sure
out of her mouth.
Well, that was that girl Tony Roma's, that was the hostess. She was gorgeous. Like she was that person where people would go, I'm an agent for models. Like, they would just stop her everywhere she went. She goes, this modeling agency wants me. And she did all these modeling pictures, and she was just – and then a few years later, she's like, hey, you want to catch up and have lunch? I'm in town. And I'm like, heck yeah, I'll do anything to – sure. And I happened to be available that day, and I went over, and within the first few things, like, so what do you do now? And I'm like, oh, I work at a radio station called The Zone, and they go, oh, yeah, I know about that. I'm like, yeah, great. I'm like, you? And she's like, I work at this thing, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay, good. And then she said something about all I do is deal with all day long. I'm like, wow, that was a loud N-bomb right there. Oh, yeah, that was a really big one, and we're in a restaurant. And she goes, does that make you uncomfortable? I'm like, a whole bunch. Yes. Yes, it does. And she goes, well, I mean, I'm way out there. And she told me where she was. And she goes, it's when they show up, you just have to, you know, we have to fire them all the time. I'm like, okay. And then, of course, the next phrase that pays, well, I'm not a racist. Okay. What are you going to, right? Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know what to say now because I'm super duper uncomfortable.
Because I like the good ones.
Yeah, how real this guy. But she was like, still just so stunning, but it did ruin everything. Because the way she did it, it wasn't subtle at all. It was like an anvil, just right there on the table. I was like, oh, my God. And she was unafraid of, like, because I'm a guy. Like, we're guys. So if a girl says something like that and the wrong people hear it, they get a fight. I got a fight for being with you. And keep your mouth shut, lady. I'll have to punch around now. Defend your honor, and you're a horrible person. Oh, it's terrible. Which one?
The girl that I was living with, Jill.
Yeah. Oh, her and boyfriend.
They dated for about 2 months, and I'm like, I want you to meet him. Let's go out to dinner, out to a nice place for dinner. And then that's the first time she ever heard the talk go on, but he was a basketball player. He liked playing still. Didn't, you know, he's not a pro basketball player. But he's like, I stopped playing because the place where I was going to in Scottsdale, the Indian School Park.
Yeah.
A lot of blacks were playing there, and I got scratched one time. And you can't get scratched by blacks because they're nails. They carry infections in their nails.
Check. Ooh. Check. I went out.
And on top of that, yeah, Jill
is in love with him
Jewish,
up to that point. Oh, my God.
And then he goes down that route a little bit. I'm like, okay.
He didn't know.
Where this is going.
Wow. Jesus. Comfortable racism is off-putting.
It was so, like, nonchalant.
That's why I like Brett's bigotry. Is because
you agree with me, right?
He's so incredibly uncomfortable with it. It just makes him laugh hysterically when somebody says something close. Like, real racism is scary.
They got bacteria under their nails.
You got yourself a smoke show from Colombia. I think there's some sort of pass there that she's not white. I think it's okay. You don't want to date her for a while, but we can't judge that because we are white.
We're white, right?
So I can't really say.
You should do the right thing and date her and try to fix her ways.
That's a great. There's what Brady would do right there. He would try to change her,
especially if she looks like Sophia.
If she looks like Sophia Vergara, it'll be worth your effort.
Yep.
I think these are correctable
it's
behaviors.
Worth a shot.
Yeah. You know, you're Colombian. Maybe you don't understand, but here in the United States, this melting pot's worked out pretty well. And you can argue with her all day. Don't get into it too deep, but just let her know your feelings aren't exactly in line. But that's way after you started to play with her cans and stuff. Up until that, you have to kind of wink and nod like you're in on it with her. But the fact she's Colombian kind of makes it so, well, she's from a different place. Maybe that's the way they are. Like, there's your out. You're dating a horrible racist. What her problem is with Mexicans and Jews is, like, I don't know how to fix that.
Introduce her to some of your friends.
You're Mexican.
That Hispanic, Jewish.
But she did say, he did say that she's fine individually. She just doesn't think in groups. Like, geopolitically, she just says it doesn't work. Like, one-on-one, she might be a sweetheart. I don't know. I have a Norwegian friend.
I think you could Larry David it for a while.
I think you could, too.
Because he's like,
you can get on this thing.
It's all talk.
Again, Half that, like I said, what it was a week ago when I said, well, I see those kids in their Instagram pages when they're in blackface or a Nazi costume at some ASU party. The first question an investigator should ask is, when's the last time you got laid? About 8 months. All right. It makes sense then now that you're dressing up like an idiot to impress someone. Because some girl told you,
I think it was hilarious.
Then you wore the blackface because, like, you didn't believe it. You did it for that. It can drive a man mad. You dress like a Nazi for laughs? No. I was going to get laid. This one said that she thought it would be funny, so I wanted to be the funniest guy in her life. I know I'd be the only one doing it. I was courting a woman as a Nazi, sir. And
we figured out Kanye.
He's trying to get a lady. Plead insanity, sir. I've gone bananas. Yeah, Kanye probably hasn't gotten laid the way he wants. He still loves Kim. He's been trying to replace her with lookalikes, and then now he's just gone bananas. Especially young, we do a lot of stupid stuff because if she's pretty enough, she starts making sense, no matter what she says. It is the Jews. They drive me mad. Which is making a lot of sense right now.
Instead of singing Sweet Nothings in her ear, yeah. Whispering Sieg Heil in her ear.
I don't know what's going on right now, but her are making a lot of sense. What are those D's? I've had a little issue with the Jews, I suppose.
I do now.
I do right now. Like she's, this is smart stuff. And you start justifying. She did say everything, like he even wrote it in the thing. She did say that individually she's fine, one-on-one. She's not going to be. And no slurs. He threw that in there too. She's not just like a slur. She's going to be. You just met her. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you can hook up with there.
Get in, get out quick.
Can you?
If she looks like Sophia, yeah, I'm giving it a shot.
Yeah.
Oof. And it's not the accent getting in the way. You got something wrong with
Maybe
you.
She hates juice. I just hate the juice. I can't stand the juice. All right, none of those. Jeez Louise, racist. And all she's saying is she has...
She's like orange juice.
She gets cold sores if she drinks too much citrus. I get the cankers. I don't like. Did you get the juice? Like, all right. We'll keep the juice away from you. Yeah. yeah, it's weird. That's a strange one. So good luck out there with that. Brady's right, though. Try and change her. Good luck. Send photos. DToledo at 98KUPD.com. Wow. Well, there it is. Once again, you people have shocked and amazed, and that is what Brady did, and he did it right. It's 98KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.